start in strict order here with Keshav Dasgupta from physics. Keshav. And then you applaud right now.
So how do I navigate? Thank you very much for inviting me here. I'll be talking about why do we need string theory. It took 40 years to convince the world why we need string theory, and I have 3 minutes here. So here we go. So question is, why do we need string theory? What is string theory, actually? How does it fit in what we already know? We know a lot of things, and how does it fit in? Do we actually need string theory to answer our fundamental questions? And where did those old, good old theories go wrong? So let me start from very beginning, where classical mechanics used to rule our ideas. As you know, it all began with this famous book, and this is actually the original book where all the corrections are made by Newton, and the idea was developed by him. Year was 1687, and for almost two centuries, people found that there was no problem with that, but at the beginning of 20th century, people started finding some problems with this. The problems came from two regions. One is when you explore very high speed and when you explore very short distances. So what happens when we explore very short distances? You know that when we explore short distances, we need quantum mechanics to describe. And quantum mechanics is described by just one line. It says that nature is probabilistic or uncertainty rules supreme. So this is the basic. The former idea was proposed by Schrodinger, and the latter was proposed by Heisenberg. The year was 1927. As we know, it's called the best of the times and it was the worst of the times. You figure it out from the date itself. This idea was very beautiful, and one person who fully understood it was Niels Bohr, of course. And he understood the subject so well that he made the famous comment that if quantum mechanics hasn't shocked you, you haven't actually understood it yet. Actually, privately to a private audience, he also made the following comments. That if you don't understand quantum mechanics, then Erwin Schrodinger will kill you like a cat. Well, but there was one person who was very disturbed by quantum mechanics, and as you know, he was really, really disturbed because he said that it cannot be the right theory because it's hard to believe that God plays with dice. To which Bohr replied, he said, stop telling God what to do. The question is, why was Einstein so disturbed? As you know, because in the beginning of 20th century, he developed two theories, one called the special theory, other is called the general theory of relativity. Now, general theory of relativity views the space as a rubber sheet, like this, just like that, and the bending of the rubber sheets will tell you how much gravitational force is there. I mean, it's a very beautiful theory. So, gravity is just a distortion of geometry. So, for Einstein, everything was very nice. There was no ambiguity, no uncertainty yet. Quantum mechanics was also right, and general theory was also right. So what's going on? So to investigate that, let's go to the limit where we have short distances as well as high speed. That means we have quantum field theory. So let's mix quantum mechanics with special theory of relativity. So I get a cook who mixes this. So what we really get? So well, it blows up right at your face. So why did we miss? So after much confusion and then subsequent anger, it was eventually suggested by Feynman that you have to mix renormalization to get something very nice like QED. This makes life very simple, and a book like that also came out. And then so we mix quantum mechanics with general theory of relativity, so that should explain everything. We mix this, and again it blows up at your face, right at your face. What went wrong? After much thinking, and this time it required a lot of thinking, it was realized that the problem was created by point particles, so the point particle have to be replaced by strings. And nothing would blow up. When string theory was born. This was around 1970. This is also the time when Beatles came to America.